Eric Trump to sue MS Now and Jen Psaki for blatant lies he was doing business on China trip. By Lowell Coffee Lawn, May 16, 2026. Left-wing critics have been regularly accusing the Trump family of profiting off Donald Trump's presidency. But following his father's historic trip to China, Eric Trump has decided to litigate to stop the accusations. Trump said Friday he will be suing MS Now, formerly MSNBC, and host Jen Psaki after she implied on her show that the son taking the trip with his father was a conflict of interest and a chance to exploit a computer chip deal. According to The Hill, Psaki said on her show The Briefing that Alt 5 Sigma, a Las Vegas-based fintech company for which Eric Trump once served as a board observer, is seeking a potential deal with a Chinese computer chip manufacturer to build AI data centers and a whole bunch of other AI-related stuff connected to China's government. She reportedly cited reporting by the Financial Times. The younger Trump responded adamantly, disputing her facts and announcing the lawsuit. I intend to sue at JRP Psaki and at MS Now News over the below clip, the president's son wrote on the social platform X. To be clear, contrary to her monologue and blatant lies, I have never been on the board of Alt 5, not now, not ever. He added, any person with basic access to Google and willing to open a company's annual report or proxy statements would know this. He went on to say in the post, I have no involvement in any merger discussions involving any public entity I do not run or control. Adding, I have zero business interests in China. No properties, no investments, nothing. He gave the reason for his attendance on the trip. I joined this trip for one reason, as a loving son who adores my father and wouldn't miss being by his side for this incredible moment. During the bilateral talks at Laura Lee Trump and I went to the Great Wall of China. Eric and Laura Trump were seen with other U.S. business leaders leaving Air Force One earlier in the week. The group included Tesla CEO Elon Musk, Apple CEO Tim Cook, BlackRock Chair and CEO Larry Fink, Boeing CEO and President Kelly Ortberg, Citi Chair and CEO Jane Fraser, NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang, and Goldman Sachs CEO David Solomon. The president's company has long been scrutinized during his two terms, with critics accusing Trump of using his time in office to enrich his family and their business interests, The Hill reported. However, this scrutiny pales in comparison to the family of former President Joe Biden. Hunter Biden accompanied his father, President Joe Biden, on several overseas trips and reportedly financially benefited from relationships forged during state visits. Family financial gains during the Biden presidency were the subject of a House Oversight Committee investigation in 2022 and were frequently criticized by Donald Trump during his run for the presidency in 2024. Contributor Lowell Caulfield is the author of the New York Times true crime bestseller House of Secrets and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.